ज्योतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। नमो महापदन्याय प्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिषे भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै चेत्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मे माम चरणन्ति। Yesterday I told about the reasons, the causes of Krishna coming. Why Krishna came? For what things? He came in the jail of Kans from on the womb of Devaki as a Vasudev, and in the same night, same time, he came in the womb of Yashoda, from the womb of Yashoda Devi. But it was so hidden. There are so many explanations that Yashoda Devi has given birth of Krishna. It has been told that Krishna always lives in Mathura, and also in the same time it has been written, Vrindavanam parityajya padamekam na gacchami. In any case, in any way, I cannot leave Vrindavan for a moment. And in the also we see that he always lives in Vrindavan. He also lives in Dwarka. Never lives Dwarka. We'll have to reconcile. How? Yashodanandan, the Brijesh Nandan, always being in Vrindavan. So when Krishna was in Mathura, he came 400. It means that he was like Narayan, no? Having so much affluence. When Devaki and Vasudev prayed Krishna that you should be like a child, otherwise Kansa will come and he may kill you, thinking that, oh, he is Vishnu, has appeared. Krishna smiled and became a child. How he became? The boy who has taken birth from the womb of Yashoda, he came and took these 400 in him, and both were mixed. Aswarya Krishna mixed in Madhurya Krishna. But an argument may come that Vrindavan Krishna He never lived.
The boundaries of
Yes. Then it has been also stated like this, or Goswami has written. Then when Vasudev take 400 Krishna and he became child. Sometimes in Mathura and Dwarka, 400, sometimes in 200. So when he became like 200, Vasudev took him. And when he came in the midst of Yamuna, that is the border of Gokul, Vrindavan and Mathura, from there he Yamuna, he took his fate to Yamuna. Yamuna was flowing, and the water came like this to Vasudev, Krishna, and he took Krishna on his head, on a basket. Krishna took his fate from the basket, lowered down, and it was touched to Yamuna. Yamuna was subsided again. At that time, Vasudev Nandan, through Yamuna, he was there in Mathura. And that Gokul, Krishna, that is the son of Yashoda, from there he went with Vasudev ji in his basket. Vasudev Nandan cannot go cross that in towards Vrindavan. So anyone could not saw, but reality was this. From there he went to Gokul and he slept there, and he took the baby and returned to. This is more applicable. Why? When Akru took Baldev and Ram from Nandagaon, Braja, he came to Yamuna, near Yamuna. In Yamuna, there was a Brahma Hrada, a part of Yamuna. And it was now evening. So he kept Krishna Balaram on the chariot and he went to take bath and to do Anhik, Sandhya. So when he was taking bath, he drowned in the Yamuna, Yamuna Hrada. At once, they came there. Who? Devaki Nandan, Ram and Krishna from Mathura. There, in the midway of Yamuna. Because she is the borderline. And Yashoda Nandan Krishna and Rohini Nandan Ram, always living in Vrindavan, they returned from there. They disappeared. Akru could not think that how it became. He saw that Krishna Baldev is here. And he was saying that he is there also. How it became? He could not reconcile anything. He began to pray like this, and in the minute everything was done. Krishna and Baldev, Rohini Nandan and Krishna Yashoda Nandan returned from there, and Krishna and Baldev of Devaki Vasudev, they returned to Mathura. So it is more applicable. Understand my view? This is the view of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur he has given. So, always, eternally, Krishna is the son of Nanda and Yashoda, and eternally son of Vasudev and Devgani, but partly and fully. Where fully? In Gokul. And partly? Because Narayan is the vaibhav of Krishna. Understand? His vaibhav. Yes, slight change. So he is also Krishna. So our Goswamis has reconciled this fact like this. In a Vrindavan, any demon cannot enter. But how Putana came? How Putna came? He sees the demon. There are two Vrindavan. One Golok Vrindavan and other is Bhoum Vrindavan. Also Gokul are same. There also Gokul, also here Gokul. But this Gokul in Vrindavan where we are seeing now, it is called Bhoum Gokul, Bhoum Vrindavan, Bhoum Braja. Bhoum Mathura. Bhoum means related to earth. And that is called Golok Vrindavan. Both are same. But sometimes when Krishna disappears, we cannot see Krishna and his pastimes in Vrindavan, not so beautiful as at the time of Krishna. Here demons can come by the order of Yoga Maya. Anyone, general person can see Krishna, no harm. But in Golok Vrindavan, only liberated persons having so much prem, sneha, man, pranay, and then they can go there eternally. Otherwise they cannot go there. Here there are some difference. Sometimes Krishna comes, sometimes Krishna is not seen here. But they are always, always seen, always served. There is not so much separation. Only for 4 months or 3 months we can see that he has gone to Mathura and Dwarka. But actually, not. And here, we see that Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka. Forever he never returned. Only we see. And we calculate by any examples that Krishna came after the death of Dantavakra. And he took in all Brajavasi who went to Golok Vrindavan. So, any demon cannot come. Where? In Golok Vrindavan. But in this Prakat Vrindavan, Prakat means Bhoum Vrindavan, Bhoum Gokul, by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, why? To renew the love and affection of all Brajavasi. In Nitya Naveen. Nitya Naveen means? Renew. New. If Krishna is son of Yashoda, no harm. But when he will always in the lap of Yashoda, taking the milk, and Yashoda is also loving him, then she may neglect Krishna. Sometimes she will rebuke and tell that, I don't want to take. I am busy in my house affairs. So you should go and play. But when Putna will come and take Krishna and give poison, and she will become so much, 6 miles, 12 miles, his body became like a mountain hill like this, so big, big eyes, this is stomach, so big. His hands, 3-4 miles long, these hands, and this body. Then he became very ferocious. When Krishna was saved, then Yashoda said, I will never give up my boy. Saying he used to do like this. Always, always. 4 days, 5 days. After that, again Trunavarta comes. Again Shaktasura comes. And renews all this. New affection to Krishna. Krishna don't want to test any old thing. And he becomes always new one. So these are going on by the help of Yoga Maya. Krishna does all these things. When Yashoda and Rani were there in the courtyard and Krishna was sleeping on the jhul palna? Shrim.
Hammock?
No. Then Putna at once came. Why she came? She was very dangerous demon. His sons, his brothers were Bakasur and Nagasur. And she has the power of 10,000 elephants. Once Kansa met to him and began to fight with her, but she was so strong, he could not defeat. At last she told that, "Goodbye, my sister, I'm making you my dharma sister.
Religious sister.
So, you should help me. I want your help." So, she became friend of Kansa. And when Kansa saw that Putana is qualified to kill Krishna, anyhow he has a taste, smell that the son of Nand is son of Vasudev. And so he told his that sister, "Can you help me?" "Oh, why not? In a moment I will go there and I will finish everything." He became glad and he went there. Very beautiful save he made. So beautiful sweet shape he made that all were moved. She also could sing very well, very sweet. She went there like demigoddess. And he told that, "Oh, Jasoda, what you are doing? You are giving this child on the bed and you are sitting there. Perhaps you are not mother of..." "I am mother." And he took at once Krishna in his lap. At once Krishna closed his eyes. Why? He knew this fact. "Oh, this is a demon. She has come to kill me." So he has come in the shape of mother and telling that this boy is my son. You are not his mother. "I am mother." "Oh, he has come." As a mother, Jasoda and Rohini was cheated. They saw her beauty, artificial beauty, and they were moved. They saw that certainly we are not mother. Mother is she. So they could not be worried, and she took in him, Krishna, and gave his breast to the mouth of Krishna. But no milk, very dangerous poison was there. She pumped like this, taking this boar in mouth. Krishna took that poison and it became like nectar. And he also sucked life of Putana. And at that time she became restless. "Oh, save me. She remembered Kansa. She was powerful, like 10,000 elephants, mad elephants. And she tried, "Oh, give up. And he tried so much. But as he was trying, and Krishna was talking more. So began to. At once he forget his yoga vidya. Yoga vidya, you know? By which he has become in this way. Form. And she at once began. 12 miles, he said, began. Very dangerous. And he flew in the sky. "Oh, dear brother, save me. Krishna told that, "I never give up you. Anyone come to me, I never give up. If you have given your breast to me and I am taking milker, why you are so worried? Don't be worried. Don't cry. I will not let you go out of Braja. And so telling this, he was only having his hands here, feet there. He could not get rid of Krishna. And she was shocked. And then she died. Anyone comes to Krishna, Krishna never gets them, makes his anyone. So he made his mother. He was very kind to this. Only for that she has taken the shape of mother. Imitation. For imitation, if anyone do the bhajan of Krishna, no harm. After something, he will give, Krishna will arrange for his association of good bhakts. And by that, he will have pure conception of bhakti. And thus, he will be liberated from this world. So, by touch anything, bhayat kamsa, you know kams? He has so much fear for Krishna, he was related by fear. Shishupal, Dantabakra, all there like demons. But anyhow they had touched with Krishna, they were liberated. And those who will come with calm, you know?
Lust.
Why they will not be liberated? So gopya kamad, with calm. And if pure love, like gopis, then what? Krishna will be conquered and controlled. So anyhow we have any link with Krishna, it may be artificial, no harm. A police ID, understand police ID?
Criminal Investigation Department.
CIA. He was searching a culprit. He heard that culprit was in Haridwar. He went there. And to make arrest, he has a shape of sadhu. Anyhow, he brought artificial this jata, you know, and he took like door coping and so big mala, so big all things, and ram so many classes of person coming, especially women of Punjab and other provinces, giving so much wealth, money, and so much delicious fruits, vegetables, all kinds of sweet preparations. He is quantitative, all these can automatically. Now he is thinking, I am artificial sadhu, but everything Krishna has arranged to give me. If I will be really sadhu, then what will be? He gave up his all these beards and everything, and really he became sadhu. He went in the association of sadhu, he took bath in Ganges, and he became sadhu. So he telling that putana he gave as a mother padvi in Golok Vrindavan, and he used to serve Krishna. In that day, Nand Baba has gone to Mathura to pay his taxes. At first he did not care, he never went to Kans. But now he has a very beautiful baby like Krishna. Now he went himself to pay taxes to Kans. to satisfy Kamsa that she should not disturb anything. So he himself went. Before he was like a renowned person, no attachment with houses or anyone, but now he attached more. How to feed Krishna? How to support Krishna? How to love Krishna? And it, there should be hell's quantity of milk and all other things. All these things. He went to pay tax. And Vasudev told, Vasudev met there. Oh, friend, my brother. They were like brothers. Not like brother, but brother. A step brother.
Yes.
So he told brother, you should not live today here. At once you should return to Gokul. I think that in your old age you have a son, and my son is also there. He hide something. So you should go. Otherwise any
demon.
Not demon.
Danger
any
danger.
Yes. A danger may come. At once he paid tax to Kamsa and he returned. In the way he saw, oh, very big mountain is there. What is this mountain? And it was never there. And some were cutting her in pieces and also giving in fire. And from fire, so good fragment was coming. What is this? Then go. Those who were there, they told this is story. And he became so nervous. He ran to his home, telling that my brother Vasudev is foretaller. He is astrologer perhaps. What he has told, it is true. After that, I have told the story of Putana, who she was. Shaktasur was there. Who is Putana? Putana. Divide the word Putana. Put means pavitra, pure. Na means no pure. What is that? Always taking eggs, meat, drinking wine, blood, and everything. If you are doing all those silly things, we cannot have Krishna prema. You cannot go towards bhakti. These impure things should be given out. But you cannot do. I have seen so many Indians that they smoke bidi. Bidi, you know, very little. Not cigarette, but younger brother of cigarette. I told that you should give up a smoking and then take harina. He never became ready. How I can give up? But if doctor will tell that you have cancer and if you will take cigarette and bidi, then you will die. Then he will have to give up. So Vaishnava tell them to be pure. If you are not pure, bhakti cannot come. So you should be pure. Someone tells in India, here I don't know. Pyaaj, you know, lahsun?
Onion, garlic.
Onion, you know? Onion is a fruit. Why? So dangerous, nothing. Like pepe.
Papaya.
Like mango. It is a fruit. It is like potato in earth. So what harm? Oh, so hard. Dangerous. There are 21 kinds of poison in that. The doctors of America have invested this thing. So Vaishnavas from early of the srishti,
creation,
they have discovered all things. What is good, what is bad, what is pure, what is impure. They have discovered. So we should follow this. He killed Shaktasur. Huh? You know Shaktasur? What is the history of Shaktasur? Anyone can tell? Who will tell? Shaktasur? You know? Shaktasur? You can tell?
He was a ghost demon, and a ghost can either take an unmanifested form or a manifested form. And he
No. He was friend of Kans. Kans told that I sent my sister there, but she never returned. What became? One thing I want to tell here, that if Yogamaya don't want and he not helps, any demon cannot go there. Kans himself in his early time, once he went to Gokul to take a walk there. When he went there, he, after death of Putana, himself wanted to kill Krishna. So one day he went there. When he crossed Jamuna and began to enter in Gokul, at once a very old lady came and told that, who are you? Where you are going? I am Maharaj Kamsa. Maharaj Dhiraj Kamsa. Emperor's, I am going to Gokul to walk. She took the end of Kans. He was so strong and he dragged in the kund. And he became an old lady. There were no teeth.
Fair hair.
And she could not walk. And he gave one kick to her, that old lady. You should be here. And always took some cow dungs and give cow dung here. All the inhabitants, gop and gopi, used to come and give one kick to him. Oh, you don't know how to make cow dungs? He was so worried. He wanted to come to Mathura, but he cannot come because anyone cannot believe that he is Kams. So he was also shaming that I am Kams. He cannot tell to anyone. On so many days, and he was weeping, crying, and all gopis are coming and kicking him. After that, Yogamaya again came, and he fell on the lotus feet of Yogamaya, and crying bitterly, save me. He told that, again we'll come? No, I am taking my ears, and never I will come myself. Then he took him and again drowned in the
same kund,
and now he became Kams and go, running. Don't see towards Gokul and Braja. So he went. So he was always sharing, and that is why he never came to Braja. Always sending another. He told to his friend that, O Shaktasur, you are so strong. You can kill Krishna. But you know, Putana went there with shape. Don't go with any shape. Like air you should go. And anyhow, Krishna should not see you. Otherwise they will kill you. So
invisible.
Without shape you should go as air. He went there. And he entered in the same court under which Krishna was playing on a string. And so many little boys, naked, only of 1-2 years were there. And they were playing with Krishna there. Krishna was only a child of 30 days perhaps. At that time Yashoda was engaged in anything at the time of birth of Krishna, birthday. Janma Nakshatra. The birth Nakshatra of birth. What Nakshatra? Rani Nakshatra was there. What is the meaning of Nakshatra? So she was so much busy. So Krishna began to cry, but Yashoda was not hearing, so much crowded there. And noise was so much. All were singing. All the gopis were singing. All were assembled there. So big crowd was there. No one was caring for Krishna. Krishna alone with some boys was crying there. At once that demon came, shapeless as air, and entered in the cart. Cart began to go down. Down. He wanted to smash Krishna. So he was going. Krishna was playing and weeping also. He was only a boy of 30 days. He was doing his fits and kicking like this. And at once it was touched by the feet of Lord Krishna. And it goes so high and broken into pieces. All the parts of butter, makkhan and everything were upset here and there. The cord, biggest big cord, and it was also smashed into pieces. There was a very big sound there. At once Yashoda Nanda Baba saw that from where the sound is coming. At once they went there and saw that cord has been upset and broken. But boy was weeping. Kya, kya, kya? Like a child, and giving this and weeping. Yashoda took at once that boy. Nanda Baba came. All were assembled there. What is Saktasur? Saktasur like a cart. In India it is used to bring anything heavy from here to there, loading. What is loading here? To know all the Shastra, Sanskrit, Anuswar, Visarga, knowing. Going to inner cities, gaining inner city, impersonal or any gyan there, is like bhar of that cart. Bhar, you know? Weight. So there are two things, bharvahi and sargrahi. Bharvahi and sargrahi. First is bharvahi. Knowing all these epics, Puran, Ramabharata, Ramayana, all these things, especially Mahabharata, everything. But always entangled with this body. Knowing everything, like Hiranyakaspi, he knew everything. He can quote anything, but not actually following anything. They are called Bhara Vahi. Vahi means to
carry.
So Saktasura is like that. He knows all the Shastra. He can shape, change his shape. He can be anything. But knowing all the Shastra, those who don't have any bhakti for Krishna, no taste for chanting, always giving instructions to others, not following himself, they are Bhara Vahi, carrying all these things. bad things always and rejected things. And Saragrahi, those who are taking essence of everything. How? Valmiki Ramayana has 1 lakh slok. No? Once demons, human beings and demigods were quarreling themselves. That we will take Ramayana, we will take Ramayana whole. At once Shankar came and told that I am dividing you, don't quarrel. Yes, you should divide equal. He was dividing. One part three divided. Then 33,000 and 33,000 a slok he divided among them. Then 1,000 remained. Again he divided it to three. 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, 333, each shloka. So one part he given, but even one part was there. One part consists of 8 letters. So among 8 letters he divided 2, 2, 2. Again remained what? 2. That is Krishna or Ram. Ram or Krishna. He told that I will never give this to anyone. And he kept in his heart. So these are and sum and substance. The essence of whole Ved Upanishad is what?
Krishna.
So those who are taking Krishna, chanting, remembering this Krishna name, that it is the essence of all learnings. No? So those who are chanting Hari name, they have done everything. They have read Veds. They have read Upanishad. They have read Srimad Bhagavatam. They have done everything in their past, but so they have some taste in name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also telling that this is some and sub. So those who are chanting Hari name, they are Saragrahi. Understand? Saragrahi means what is the sum and substance of the Ved Upanishad and all things is Krishna name, Krishna Bhakti. So those who are doing, they may be chandal, low cost, out of cost. They may be like Jagai Madhai. They may be like what? Raman Kumbhakaran, or very lusty, lawyer, even rotten persons. But if they are taking name, they have taken the sum and substance, essence of the whole thing. So they are called Saragrahi. Grahi means those who are taking this and they are performing all this, cultivating bhakti Krishna name. So Krishna killed this Bharvahi and he saves always. So we should be like Saragrahi. Then then one kirtan should be done. What kirtan? All. Days. She was sitting in the lap of Yashoda. At once she became so heavy. Yashoda took Krishna and he seated Krishna there on the ground. At once a heavy storm, the storm came and everything was covered with
dust.
Dust. and it has become, it become so
dark
there. Even anything in hand was not seen. All but eyes closed, because everything was going in, dust was going in eyes. This was demon, friend of Kamsa. He has come to kill Krishna. So he made this. And Krishna, he, when Yashoda kept this boy there, he came at once in hidden way and he took Krishna. Krishna catch hold of this here, like hanging on his neck. He wanted to throw him in, walk in air. At once Jogmaya made this, and this demon came. And easily he took Krishna, moving in the sky here and there. He wanted to fell down, throw Krishna and to smash. Krishna took his this very easily. His eyes came out like a rasagulla, red. And he was doing like this, save me. But there was none to save. He tried so hard to get rid of Krishna, but he could not. He fell on the ground on a very big stone and he was smashed. But Krishna was playing there. No injury, nothing. Who was he? He Trinavarta. What is the meaning of Trinavarta?